Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Saru's special meeting to vote on a controversial plan to sell a stake in the Springboks commercial rights has been postponed. It had been due to go ahead today, but Sports Minister Gayton McKenzie joined the fray yesterday morning, writing to Saru to request the postponement. He wants more time, he says, to understand the proposed deal and to make sure that there has been sufficient consultation. At least 7 of the 14 constituent unions who make up Saru are opposed to the deal, supposedly a sale, but which looks very much like a loan. Saru has agreed, but says the special meeting will take place before the end of this year. The man accused in the VBS loan scandal who gave Justice Minister Thembi Simelane a loan to buy a coffee shop has been fined 3 million rand and debarred for 10 years by South Africa's financial watchdog. Raliom Razwinane made the loan just days after advising the Polokwane municipality to invest in the failing bank while Simelane was mayor. The Financial Sector Conduct Authority says neither Razwinane nor his company, Gundo Wealth, meet the fit and proper requirements relating to honesty and integrity. Still no word from the presidency, however, if any action is planned against the Justice Minister herself. The National Director of Public Prosecutions has won a preservation order for 7 bank accounts linked to Bankso, an online trading platform that sponsors Bafana Bafana. Clients have complained that they were misled into signing up by an alleged Bankso ad, which used deep fake images of business leaders like Elon Musk and Johann Rupert touting a revolutionary investment platform. News 24 Business quotes many of them as saying they lost money after deciding to invest. Bankso, on the other hand, has denied links to the ads, which spread on social media. The Financial Intelligence Center describes Bankso as a criminal enterprise designed to defraud innocent members of the public. The FSCA, which we've just mentioned in connection with Raliom Razwinane, has also provisionally withdrawn Bankso's license as a financial services provider. On the markets, the JSE All Share closed last evening up 0.5%, the top 40 slightly more, London's FTSE up 1%. In New York, fresh record highs for the Dow and the S&P 500 up 0.8% and 0.5% respectively, the Nasdaq up just over 0.25%. Tokyo this morning down 0.6%, Hong Kong up 0.5%, Sydney up 0.6%. US dollar still 109 to the euro, the rand at 1766 to the dollar, 1916 to the euro, 2293 to sterling. Gold at 2675, platinum 1004, Bitcoin 67,632, and Brent crude oil $74.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.